You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Ata Marie ite fano kete fakorongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi poho. This is the breakfast show. On the line, we've got the wonderful Holly Arrowsmith, who's got a new single out today. Kia ora, Holly, how are you this morning?
Yeah, morena, Rachel. Good. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on Neon Bright, which is your lovely new track that is being released today. Tell us a wee bit about what the song sort of means for you. What were you thinking about when you were writing this?
It's a song about depression, but it's not a sad song. It's kind of like a danceable song.
Nice.
quite effective when you're feeling depressed, I've found.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess it's about how the feelings that we have that become familiar can also become kind of falsely comforting, and about questioning those feelings.
That's a really interesting premise for a song. Did you know you were writing this when you were writing it, or did it kind of appear as you were putting the words out, if you get what I mean?
Yeah, not initially. Initially, I was kind of took like a stream of consciousness approach when I was writing this song, and the story emerged, so to say.
That must be quite a strange experience, like a lovely thing when you suddenly are like, oh, okay, this is what I'm writing about, but also a bit weird sometimes maybe to be like, oh, that's what was, bubbling away under the surface there. Do you ever sort of... find when you're writing like that, you need to give it some space, like step away from it for a while, or do you just drill right in? What's your process like when you are fleshing it out?
It depends. Sometimes a song just comes out in one sitting, which is, really nice. But more often than not, it's a process and you step away and you come back and you step away and you come back. And this one took a while, actually, yeah.
Is it something that you show to other people, or do you kind of sit with it yourself and come back to it?
Yeah, I definitely don't show it to anybody until I feel like it's almost there. And then it's quite helpful, actually. You kind of realise pretty quickly what you don't like about it when you show it to someone the first time. And that's really helpful.
That is really helpful because you're sort of putting it on display and you're like, oh, no, that bit makes me feel maybe not great having that in there. Who is it that you take it to when you are ready to show it to somebody? Is there a specific person or people that you feel like are your sounding boards, or is it just kind of right person, right time?
Yeah, I definitely show it to my partner first, probably my sister, and then to Tom Healy, my producer with this one, and he helped me. He's kind of at the point where he can identify, it might need a bit more of this or another chorus or...
Nice to have those different kind of ways that people interact with your music, I guess, when you're at that point where you are looking tentatively for a bit of feedback. Because this feels like a very personal thing. It's quite a strange thing to ask for feedback maybe on something that feels deeply felt. Is that something you ever, grapple with, or is that okay once you've got it to that point?
Yeah, it's definitely I find it hard to receive criticism in the early stages sometimes because it feels like criticism against me or something.
Yeah,
it's hard to separate yourself from the song.
This track, I think people will resonate with it because I think there's some really universal ideas that you've kind of tapped into there, but that maybe people don't think about so much. I think that questioning those familiar feelings and what they're actually, showing you about where you're at is a really interesting premise. When you've now got this, it's a song, it's out in the world, it exists as its own little entity now. Does it still feel very much like a bit of you, or does it feel a wee bit more like its own little world?
Good question. Yeah, I think it definitely feels like I don't listen to my own music as a habit, but when I do hear my songs, yeah, it's like, I guess I write as a form of therapy or something. And so I still get some kind of gift from the song, personally. It's like, you know, my like wiser self is giving my less wise self some kind of reminder or but it's lovely to know that it's out there and that maybe other people will get something from it too.
Absolutely. I wondered about the title Neon Bright. Why did you choose that as a phrase to kind of anchor this track?
Yeah, Neon Bright was a weird subconscious stream of consciousness thing that came out of my mouth when I was writing it. I didn't know what it was. It was more like something I liked the sound of. And I guess it developed into this idea that neon light is kind of this artificial warmth and artificial light, and comparing that to kind of real light, natural light, the things that actually help when you're in a dark place.
Yeah. The video that you've made for this feels to kind of get to those ideas as well. You've got, you know, these figures, including a few familiar faces, a little bit of Delaney I see pop up in there as well, like, you know, almost puppeteering you into this position that you sort of end up in at the end of the video. What was the kind of vision for the video attached to this song?
Yeah, the video was really fun. I worked with Robin Jordan and Martin Sagadin and like you said, some very special friends like Jesse Shanks and Delaney Davidson, Amelia Grinnell and Chris Weathy. And the idea was that feelings can take control of us. And sometimes when you are struggling with anxiety or depression or whatever it is, these feelings aren't sinister. They're trying to help you get through the day, trying to help you function. But you kind of have lost your vitality, and it's that kind of, that was the idea. And then Delaney is like, is the kind of sinister character at the end, trying to intimidate me.
It's a great video. I really recommend people check it out. It's really, really striking and suits the song very well, Holly. Thank you for speaking with us about it this morning. Up in all the usual places, is Bandcamp something that you direct people towards, or where do you prefer people to find your music?
Yeah, I guess if you want to buy it, Bandcamp is great for the artist. And out on all the normal places.
Fantastic. Hey, Holly, thank you so much for speaking with us. We're going to play Neon Bright, your brand new single now. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Neon bright makes the darkness like light. Neon bright makes the darkness look nice. Neon, 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 neon bright. Neon bright makes the darkness look light. I'll be here waiting, nobody home. I won't ask for help, I try to do it on my own. Just neon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.